truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. Confirmation from a senior executive at Hino Australia that the Hino XL series is being considered for Australia. The US-built bonneted Hino trucks were unveiled back in March. The rigid and prime mover offering won't go into official production in the US until 2019. Initially, it was thought that the XL series trucks would only be available in North America. However, Hino Australia's general manager of brand and franchise development, Bill Gillespie, telling us that they are looking at the bonneted trucks for Australia.
We would like to give it some serious consideration. We think it's an interesting truck and could fill a couple of segments which we cannot fill at the moment. So, yeah, why not? We'd be interested in doing that.
NatRoad say their disappointed proposed changes to two-up fatigue laws were shot down by the state and territory governments. The National Transport Commission recommended a change to the current law around transitioning from a two-up arrangement back to solo driving that would allow drivers transitioning to solo to take their seven-hour rest break in an approved sleeper berth of a moving vehicle. The current law sees drivers operating under a two-up arrangement being unable to transition to solo driving unless they're fully compliant with solo work and rest hours or complete a reset rest break of 48 hours plus two consecutive night breaks. NatRoad CEO Warren Clark says the change would have made sense. He says we strongly supported the NTC's proposed amendments to fatigue management regulation. He says the current law is illogical and should be changed as soon as possible. We might know Walmart for those crazy Walmart shopper photos that appear regularly on social media. However, that doesn't take away from the success of the retail chain. And as we know, there's been rumours about Walmart coming to Australia, though nothing yet has been confirmed. But Walmart, like most other major transport and retail chain operators in the US, is battling a severe shortage of truck drivers. But they believe some new strategies will help fill more driver seats in their 6,500-strong truck fleet. The retailer has just announced a new $1,500 bonus for driver referrals. There's also a commitment to speed up the onboarding process for new drivers. Matthew Boyle from Bloomberg says Walmart's already paying drivers up to $86,000 annually, and that's a figure that's already seen significant rises in recent years.
But the problem is other carriers are raising their pay three times in 1 year. So it's getting tougher and tougher. So Walmart has to do a little bit more. Their pay is already at the top of the scale, though. It's not just about pay. The most important thing for truckers is how much time do they have at home. How regular is their schedule? Mm-hmm. And at Walmart, a lot of the drivers I talk to, they're on a 5-2 system. So they are out
on the road.
Are they
on call or are they doing more?
They're out on the road 5 days a week, but they know they are guaranteed 2 days at home.
Penske Commercial Vehicles has welcomed the appointment of Dwyer's Truck Centre as a new dealership for Western Star Trucks, MAN Truck and Bus and Dennis Eagle brands. The well-known truck dealership has locations in Nowra and Wollongong, significantly increasing Penske's presence on the New South Wales south coast. Dwyer's Truck Centre will provide parts and service support to owners and operators in the region, and Kevin Dennis, Managing Director of Penske Commercial Vehicles, says the appointment is great news. He says we're delighted to welcome Dwyer's to our dealer network. The US road transport industry is paying tribute to the nation's hardworking truck drivers this week. National Truck Driver Appreciation Week was organised by the American Trucking Associations and designed to give US truck drivers a pat on the back for their big contribution to the country. The organisation saying truck drivers in the US drive a collective 4.5 billion miles each year, delivering consumer goods and life's essentials like food, fuel, clothing and medicine. And Volvo Trucks North America is right behind the event. The big-selling brand has even produced a special tribute video to American truck drivers. Here's a taste.
You're out there, day in and day out, sometimes near and sometimes far from home, and sometimes you make your home on the road. It's not easy, but it's necessary.
Truck and Bus News. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
If you run a transport business or any business that relates to road transport, we'd love you to be part of the Heavy Vehicles Business Directory. For just $22 per month, including GST, you can list your business on our content-rich website. This will help boost your website on Google and the other search engines. The Heavy Vehicles Business Directory also gives you the chance to put your brand and contact details right in front of thousands of visitors to the Heavy Vehicles website. This is a great opportunity that will cost you just $5 per week. To get involved, just visit the business directory page at heavyvehicles.com.au.